the very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin', on
CITR
101.9 in Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Brenda from Peanut Butter and Jams, not in the regular spot on Thursdays, but at 11:30 on campus because it's the Blueberry Festival at UBC. Claire Eagle is here with me.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Claire.
So it's pretty exciting to be here at the Blueberry Fest. It's a really nice day, and there's a lot of people kind of milling around. It's something that UBC Food Service has put on. They've got some produce vendors here of local produce with a lot of blueberries, you can probably guess, and like a lot of different fresh fruits, as well as they've got some food being prepared. I'm seeing some blueberry pancakes, blueberry salads, a lot of fun things. And I think we're having a chef's demonstration as well in about a half hour or so. Show us some creative things we can do with blueberries. So it's kind of a nice initiative and definitely fun to be out here today.
So we did an interview with Steve Gullup, who is doing the chef's corner or chef demonstration in half an hour. There's still plenty of seats left, so if you're close to campus or on campus, you should head down to...
I think it's Main Mall and Agricultural Road, the intersection. Main Mall and Agricultural is where we're at. So if you just head down this way, you'll see a lot of tents and some people, and feel free to come on down and grab a seat at the chef's demo, which will be at noon.
And he's got a huge menu and meal plan that includes pork and salmon and blueberries and vinegar and all these amazing tasty things. Cool. So we'll queue up the interview right now, and you can hear Steve Gullup talk all about UBC Food Services and their partnership with the UBC Farm. So this is Brenda Gruno from Peanut Butter and Jams on CITR 101.9 FM. We're currently on location at the Blueberry Festival at UBC, and I've got Steve Gullup, the resident chef of Venue's dining room here. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Excellent. Beautiful day, beautiful blueberries. You can't go wrong.
So can you tell us a bit about you and your work on campus?
Well, I've been on campus for 15 years. I'm the chef, resident chef of the Place Vendée Dining Hall, and we're very proud of what we do there because the last few years we came in third overall in Canada, most vegan-friendly, and third overall, most vegetarian-friendly. We just got a certificate from the health board, farm to school program, which means we utilize a lot of local farms and incorporate in our menus. And we do a lot with UBC Farm. Proud to say this year alone, I've increased the purchases for Vanya by 73% in buying all local vegetables from UBC Farm.
Wow, congratulations. Was that the carrot award, the golden carrot award?
Yes, it's the golden carrot award. So she comes in a big bunny suit, and I got this fake carrot, etc. It's kind of funny, but it is what it is. But yeah, you have to have fun with these things.
Okay, and I saw that you're the only university to win this award. Does that mean UBC is a leader across Canada? Or who else is winning these awards?
Well, we're the best in the West, okay? So we were the first university recognized in BC to win this award. We beat out a couple of other universities. I am in cooperation, work very closely with the farm to school, farm to cafeteria program. The lady's name is Joanne Baines, national director. And we are recognized for that out West. We go to a lot of conferences, and they're doing it out East too. Midwest is even tough. The culture of the Midwest, sorry to say, they're still in their meat potatoes, etc. So we are recognized. We're the first certified fair trade campus in Canada. We are known to be now, we also went to Ocean Wise as a Fed First. With student response, we went to Halal Chicken, Fresh Chicken, and all my menus incorporate these items. And basically what's important for us is that I don't feed my culinary ego, I feed the customer. So it's important that I cook for them. And they give me the feedback and tell me what they want to eat.
So is it hard to cook for 1,500 students every day?
Not at all. You know what? It's easier because I have an excellent staff. We recruit the best staff on campus. It's an awesome place to work for. And we have the equipment. Anybody, even if you're doing if you're a housewife and you're cooking for five people, what you need is the equipment and the know-how. We have the know-how, we have the equipment, and my directors give me total autonomy to know, to utilize my skills and my experience, 35 years, that we can make it work.
So how did this partnership with the UBC Farm start? And can you talk a bit more about that?
Well, we were at a session about 6 years ago, and it was with the Land Food Systems Department and their students, class, the 450 class. And ever since that day, 5 years, 6 years ago, I've been directly dealing with Dr. Alejandro Rojas, Dr. Andrew Reisman, et cetera, and Will Valley. And from that class, when I was giving a session on a chef's perspective, a student raised his hand and said, "Excuse me, sir." I go, "Yes. Why are we using UBC Farm vegetables?" And I go, "Actually, that's a very good question. I hear it's logistics." Logistics meaning you have to pick up a phone. So I picked up the phone, we set up a meeting, and their issue was that we can't always supply you 50 pounds of heirloom carrots. I can only give you 10, which is no problem because any good chef will tell you have to be flexible, you have to adapt, overcome, and improvise. So if I get 10 pounds opposed to 50, I'll make it work, and my menus will just adjust to that.
So your menus adjust seasonally depending on what's available?
Exactly. So it's just like if you're getting up in the morning and you open up your closet and you go, "What am I going to wear today?" Just like a cook, they go in the fridge, they see what they got, and they incorporate it. If I don't have green beans, then I'll use zucchini. If I don't have zucchini, I'll use carrots. So a menu that I design are very adaptable, and you can improvise anytime.
So have these practices spread to other cafeterias on campus, or do you have a wait list for people to eat at yours?
We do have a wait list, I'm proud to say, and that comes from our cooks. We instill pride and passion, and we try to let them know that it's always best in any industry, any business, to work for a passion. Because if you work just for a paycheck, come in, clock in 8, clock out at 4 p.m., you're never going to be totally satisfied and happy. So we make sure that that is what we incorporate in our operation. And yes, we are very busy, even on the weekends. We have a lot of turnover from students where there are no classes. They come to us because we talk to the students and we ask them, "What do you want to see?" And this is what they want to have. And it's important. UBC is a living laboratory. And what we do is not just teach science and math. We need to teach them how to eat healthy. It's better to spend money now on healthy food and then later on spend the money going in a hospital because you didn't eat properly.
I hear that Vikram Vij is opening a laboratory, food lab on campus. Do you have any comments on that?
No, I didn't know that. All I know about Vikram, when I came there with my wife whose background is Indian, I still had to wait in line. It didn't help me at all, but I didn't know that. But you know what? On that point, there is a program in the States out of Tulane University that are partnershipping with Johnson & Wales Culinary School, and now they're going to have a course designed for chefs and nutritionists and doctors. So food is medicine, and they say we should incorporate it all together. Just got that off the internet a few days ago. So it just shows you that food is a major connector.
Mm-hmm. And as universities are trying to become more interdisciplinary, that's an amazing idea. Can anyone at your cafeteria, can I go and have lunch?
Well, I have to correct you. Sorry, we don't like to use the word cafeteria.
Sorry,
that's okay.
Dining
hall or dining room. Because you know why I'm adamant about that?
Yes.
Because a cafeteria right away reminds me of the 70s.
For sure.
Tuna fish casserole with crushed potato chips on top. You're eating inside a basketball court, and the basketball team's playing, and you're served by people who just don't care. And what we do here at UBC Food Service, we have people who care and want to make it right. It's important to do the right thing. And I'll tell you a little side note to this. This is now marketed in such a way throughout the universities across Canada States is, the latest survey out of Chicago said that 44% of students, one of the major factors for them deciding to go to a college university is what is the food?
Wow.
What is the atmosphere of the dining room? Is it ethnically minded, the recipes? Is it healthy? Is it local? 44% say they choose that university. I get tours from the football players and Sean Olson, the coach. And they come in there with these big 6'3", 350-pound hulking guys, and I kind of go up to the coach. I go, "Sean, what are you doing?" He goes, "Well, this is a major recruiting tool, that when they know what kind of food they get, that is why they come here, too." food feeds not only the mind, but it feeds the physique of an athlete. You have to be healthy, healthy in soul, healthy in mind.
So how long have you been involved in the Blueberry Festival? Or is this your first appearance?
This is my first appearance because I am kind of matched at a number of other places. I'm pulled 10 different ways, and normally my holidays start right around this time, so we kind of adjusted it. And it's as you can see, there's already people. We're doing a class today, a cooking class. We did one last week, and there's seats available for about 50 or so, but we already have reservations for 10.
Wow.
Hopefully President Toop might show, because I'd like to feed him some ideas and feed him some good food.
Mm-hmm. What's planned for the demonstration today?
Well, we're going to do something that's very popular. We were on Global TV on Monday in the morning, and what we're doing is a wheat berry salad with fresh blueberries with a blueberry vinaigrette and toasted pumpkin seeds, followed by local wild BC salmon, ocean-wise. And that is going to be with a blueberry chutney, followed by local BC pork loin that I'm going to grill, and then I'm going to have that marinated firsthand in a homemade teriyaki glaze, which is so easy and economical, and that'll be finished up with a blueberry relish.
I'm so hungry.
I hope so. That's the whole idea, right?
So people can,
as she stares at my food, it's okay.
So people can come down right now if you're on UBC campus.
Yeah, well, I'm going to start the demonstration around 11:30, or as I like to call it, Chef's Corner.
Yes.
Kind of like Don Cherry's Coach's Corner. Uh-huh. I not only teach what I'm making, but I'm going to teach the tricks of the trade. How to shop, what to look for, how to avoid the pitfalls of buying something that is way overpriced, and where you can get it a lot easier, cheaper, etc. And we'll give the recipes and etc.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Steve.
Always my pleasure.
If you're on campus, come down to the Blueberry Festival, and thanks for listening to CITR.
between them and us.
Tristan, are we good? Okay. All right, so girls ready? So welcome to CITR at the Blueberry Fest. I'm Claire Eagle, and I'm joined here by...
Capri Minicello.
And...
Sarai.
So Capri and Sarai, are you enjoying Blueberry Fest today?
Yeah.
And what kind of stuff have you done so far today?
we did, we bought blueberries and we bought raspberries. We liked lots of stuff and we invented one of the things. We got a raspberry and we put a blueberry inside.
And what did you call that?
A blueberry shake.
That's fun. And what was your favorite thing that you saw today?
Playing with frog.
Okay, that's pretty fun. And so do you guys like blueberries a lot?
Yeah, because my grandfather, he has a farm and he sells blueberries.
Oh, that's really fun. So do you guys probably eat a lot of blueberries then, right?
Yeah.
So what's your favorite kind of berry?
Blueberry and a raspberry.
Well, that's perfect then to be at the Blueberry Fest. So, anything else you guys want to say today?
We really like the blueberries. They're really sweet. And I have a flower that sells blueberries, too.
Well, that's awesome. Thanks, Capri. Thanks, Sarai. It was great to have you on CITR. So, once again, this is Claire Eagle for CITR 101.9 FM down here at the Blueberry Fest at UBC on Main Mall and Agriculturals. And there's a chef's demo going on right now. If you want to swing on by, there's still a couple seats. Yeah, so stay with us.
Awesome. Please be merry when I am buried. the ground. I used to have the kids around.
Hello, you are listening to a live broadcast of CITR coming to you from the UBC Blueberry Festival here at the corner. Where are we? Main Mall and Agricultural Road.
So appropriate.
Exactly. It's pretty nice out here. It's a beautiful day. There are so many blueberries here. BC grown blueberries, some of the best in the world, if you ask me.
Full of antioxidants.
Antioxidants, blue stuff, other great things.
So healthy.
And there are so many great snacks here, too. Well, what was that, CJ?
I was just going to say fiber is good.
Fiber and blueberries. I didn't...
Well, it's a fruit. It has to have fiber.
That's true. That's true. It's the multifaceted food stuff. My name's Duncan. I host Duncan's Donuts on Thursdays at noon, and I have an abiding interest in baked goods, so I'm very happy to be here. There's lots of baked goods. Pancakes are still being griddled. There's a special ponderosa cake full of blueberries, which is very exciting, messing with tradition, maybe, but also a very tasty variation. I don't know. How are you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing pretty good. For breakfast, I had one of those egg cream bread crumb blueberry things, and it was very,
tasty. Cool. No, it's pretty fun. UBC campus in the summer can be a pretty quiet place, but it's nice to see that they've done something to kind of make it a bit more interesting. And there's a chef demo going on by Chef Steve Golub of Place Vanier Residence, who was interviewed a few minutes ago by Brenda.
Good stuff. Trying to convince him to get his own radio show.
Yes.
To talk weekly about food on campus.
Mm-hmm. Did you pick blueberries growing up at all?
I actually worked at a berry farm for 4 or 5 years in Alder Grove.
4 to 5 years?
Yeah, it pretty much put me through university.
Holy cow.
We were going to laminate our degrees and send them to our boss as a thank you, but never got around to it. But yeah, so I spent many years in blueberry and raspberry and strawberry, blackberry fields.
Wow, blackberry fields.
Corn,
that
too.
That must be...
Yeah,
tough.
The blackberries had thorns in them, so that was a little trickier. But
what distinguishes a blueberry plant? What makes a blueberry plant different than other berry plants when picking?
Well, the beauty of blueberries is that it's a tree. It's a small tree.
True.
So it's remarkably easy. You don't have to break your back picking blueberries. It's quite a delightful romp in the park, actually, if you want to do it recreationally and... stand around. They had these in the field so that the birds wouldn't eat them, these little speakers that let out calls as
really?
If birds were being tortured. These like tortured bird calls would come out, and they were kind of scary. Other farms I think had kind of shotgun noises that would come out to keep the birds away.
That's where the rappers got it from, those shotgun blasts, you know, like on the MIA song.
Exactly. It was all pre-recorded.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would highly recommend it as an activity for your family.
Yeah. I grew up in Richmond, and there was lots of berry picking there as well. And there's this mythic blueberry, abandoned blueberry farm. For those of you who know Richmond, I'm told it's like around Shell Road and Blundell. And apparently there was a very messy divorce a few years ago, and this blueberry farm was abandoned. So they just grow wild there. And if you just take a bus out there, you can take as many blueberries as you want.
Nice.
I've never made it myself, but pretty exciting.
Always concerned about the U-pick when I worked on the farm, about how much people ate versus how much people bought.
Right.
Because we'd have...
Because you weigh it after the fact,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't weigh the person, right? But we'd have buses of tourists, especially on Canada Day, that would come and buy like 1 pound of raspberry. And you knew there was like 4 pounds in their bellies.
I worked a couple of years, several years ago at a grocery store. And I was in the produce department. And these were like the sweetest times of the year, because there'd be just trays and trays and trays of fresh BC grown berries, and the owners weren't particularly nice people, and so I would just chow down on all these berries, knowing that it wasn't gonna, no one would, yeah,
it's
a bit of karmic payback.
How much liquid is in berries?
Oh, yeah?
When I used to eat a fair amount of strawberries at the farm, you'd actually have to use the loo quite a number of times during the day. Very surprising.
Very surprising.
Good way to rehydrate yourself.
Yes, it's true, on those hot summer days like today. So come check out the BC Blueberry Fest. CITR is going to be live broadcasting till 1 o'clock. So come say hi. Have some ponderosa cake with blueberries, and you can buy blueberries and raspberries as well from the Country Village Market in Abbotsford.
If you've ever wanted to be on the radio, we'll probably throw you on the mic.
So true. Yeah.
Be prepared.
Cool times. All right. Back to you, Tristan, with some more tunes.
Train's gone broken. Outspoken, stuck out, and drunk like a trout. Broke down city, they can't get me. I'm too proud to move back down south.
then you oughta feel like hell for all those things you've done.
on your billboards. And oh, crystal thing inside of me saying, bound to hours, repeat everything.
This is Brenda from Peanut Butter and Jams on CITR 101.9, and we're here with the Country Village Market from Clearbrook, BC. This is Belle.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks so much for coming on the radio.
Yeah, no problem.
So can you tell us a bit about how you got involved at the Blueberry Festival?
You know what? We go to the farmers markets, and our farm is actually located in Abbotsford, and we're actually right near the Abbotsford Airport, right beside the runway. And we go to the farmers markets, and we got a call actually from the BC Blueberry Council telling us that there was a festival going, and they were looking for some local farmers in BC, and we came here for one day last year, and everything went really well, and they asked us to come back for the festival this year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful day. Thanks for coming out.
I know. Thank God it's not raining.
Yeah. So how long have you been growing blueberries?
Blueberries we've had for about, blueberries probably about 15 years.
Okay. And you grow other fruits and vegetables as well?
Yes. We've got actually an assortment of stuff. We've got blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. We do fruits and veggies as well. My mom has a garden on our farm.
Okay.
So... yeah, and carrots and spinach and kale.
Do people visit your farm, or
sure.
Yeah, and then farmers markets as well?
Yes.
Okay. How's the blueberry season this year?
You know what? Despite all the rain that we've had, the pollination was great this year. So it's been a pretty good year for us. I can't speak for the whole industry, but for us, it's been pretty good.
Are there challenges growing blueberries? Are they a temperamental fruit?
Oh, of course. Any type of farming, it's... I would say a three-way partnership between the farmer, Mother Nature, and God. So if one thing isn't working out, it's definitely a challenge. For example, like if earlier on we had some hail, all the flowers would have fell off, so hence the crop would have been gone. So luckily there's been no hail this year.
Yeah, that can make a huge difference. Yeah. It's amazing how farmers are able to weather. Yeah, sorry about that. year to year and...
yeah.
Managed to make a go of it. Is there anything, what's your favorite kind of berry? You don't have to say blueberries.
Oh, no. I love strawberries.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a strawberry fan. But I feel like as I'm getting older, my taste buds are changing.
Mm-hmm.
I never used to like raspberries when I was younger, probably because I had to pick them. I don't know if you've ever picked raspberries, but it's horrendous. but as I'm growing older, I think I appreciate everything a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. It changes day to day, I guess.
Yeah. And do you cook using blueberries?
You can. If people want to come by, we have tons of recipes.
Okay.
That actually just came out, and it's amazing the things that you can do with blueberries.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I never knew, but you can make, like, sauces with, like, you know, blueberry for your, like, ribs and burgers and all that stuff, too. And I never would have thought that before, but you can do anything.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you so much for the interview. If people want to find you somewhere, where can they buy you? Sorry.
Well, we are here until Saturday at the UBC Blueberry Festival. We're also at the Abbotsford, Langley, Ladner, Coquitlam, and Burnaby markets.
So you're busy.
Yeah. Or you can come by our farm, and we have a stand there that's open 7 days a week at 889 Clearbrook Road, right beside the airport runway.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you.
left me destroyed when he cut me like a saw. With his back and forth and I remind you of someone you loved when you were young. She tossed you like a stone into the ocean. We thought we'd never dance again, so scared of second chances. But now there's something happening. You make me wanna dance. You make me wanna move. You make me wanna. You make me wanna make a move. You make me wanna. You make me wanna dance like no one else. You make me wanna make a new dance up. You make me wanna make a new dance up. You make me wanna make a new dance up, yeah. There's no need to play it cool, cause all I want is you. Boy, you gotta let me know if you really want me. We thought we'd never dance again, so scared of second chances. But now there's something happening.
Listening to CITR on 101.9 FM or streamed live from CITR.ca. This is Brenda speaking, the host of Peanut Butter and Jams on alternating Thursdays from 6 till 7:30, and I've got a host of other random CITR staff here. Let's do some introductions.
Hello, I'm Brad and I do technical support here. I'm here with Henry, who also does technical support. How you doing, Henry?
I am good.
And CJ, I think he's talked before here. No? CJ, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm CJ, the news director, and generally awesome guy.
And everyone here is wolfing down some pancakes. How are the pancakes, CJ?
Let me take one bite live on the air. Nom, nom, nom. It's awesome.
Really? What makes these pancakes so awesome?
Well, they're soft, and you can cut into them with a fork, and they've got real blueberries in them.
And there's a lot of blueberry, a lot of warm blueberry inside that sucker.
Do any of you cook using blueberries?
No, although after this I will try to cook some.
I think I may have made one or two pancakes in my lifetime with blueberries. I don't think they were as good as these, though.
Yeah. What about you, Henry?
I have never made pancakes in my life.
Wow.
I've ate plenty of pancakes, but never made them.
This is a very inexperienced group of people right here. I wouldn't trust anything they say about blueberries from now on.
There is one thing I would recommend making with blueberries. It's called the blueberry mint lemonade. You make lemonade, add some mint, crush some blueberries. It's amazing.
Add some mint? Oh, that's good. I thought you said lint, and I was worried for a second. My mom used to make these amazing bran muffins with blueberries, and they were very, very tasty, and I can share that recipe with you if you call in or post on my Peanut Butter and Jams Facebook page. Do any of you remember your first blueberry eating experience?
No. Yes, I lost my blueberry virginity 3 years ago at a festival in Totem Park, I think.
Was it a blueberry festival or some sort of other festival?
Some sort of first year festival, but it was awesome.
And that was your first blueberry taste?
Yes.
And what did you think at the time?
I prefer raspberries.
Blasphemy.
And we were talking earlier about the amazing discovery about how blueberries are not blue on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you bother to open up a blueberry and look inside, which not a lot of people do because they're so small, you can notice that it's actually green. And it kind of feels like an eyeball, too. Oh, interesting new observation. Not when they're cooked. They go full-on blue, almost like a deep purple.
The kind that would stain all your clothing. Mm-hmm.
There's probably infinite facts to learn about blueberries that we don't know yet still, even.
It's true. They don't make fantastic jam, but they're really easy to freeze. A lot of people freeze them on pan so that they don't freeze clumped together. Usually it's more a problem with raspberries because they're damp and they stick to each other. But you can easily buy a whole whack of blueberries and put them in a pail and then eat them with your yogurt and granola or your ice cream or your muffins.
There's lots of places to pick blueberries around here, isn't there?
That's true. Have you guys picked blueberries? Ever?
I think I have. Yeah.
Such an inexperienced group of men. Yes. Anyways.
I know my mom's brought home like Ziploc bags full of blueberries at some point.
From some random back alley.
Hey, you want to buy some blueberries?
So we're at the UBC Blueberry Festival on campus at the corner of Main Mall and Agriculture. If you want to buy some blueberries or eat some blueberry tasty treats, then come on down. The festival goes till 1 p.m. and we're live broadcasting until 1. But the festival also continues every day until Saturday. And Saturday there are family-friendly activities. So come down to campus and we'll catch you in a bit.
I went down Thank you.
Okay, this is Brenda Gruno, live on location at the UBC Blueberry Festival at Main Mall and Agriculture. I'm here with Juliana. She's been the organizer of the UBC Blueberry Festival. Juliana, how many years has this been going on?
This is the fourth year, actually. We've always had it down by the bookstore, and due to construction this year, we're starting at on Main Mall here.
Well, it's pretty appropriate having this on Agriculture Road.
You're right.
And how did this festival start? Who thought of the idea?
Well, actually, it was something that started with the BC Blueberry Council. They promote BC blueberries and for the growers in the Lower Mainland. Most of the BC blueberries actually comes from the Lower Mainland, all the way from here to Abbotsford and further. And BC is the largest blueberry growers in the world, especially on the high bush blueberries.
And so this festival goes on for several days. Can you tell us a bit about the different events that will be happening?
Okay, today we have the Chef's Demo, which is the portable feast in partnership with UBC Farm. And he's finishing off right now at 1 o'clock and come for some samples. You still have time. And for the rest of the week, we have all the way till Saturday, and we have Family Day on Saturday. We have the pie eating contest, so come on down. And lots of kid stuff like face painting and what else, balloon making and craft table and things like that. And everything made with blueberries.
Yum. So who's baking all these pies?
We're baking right on campus, which is the Totem Commissary, which we also cook for all the students that live on campus come September. About approximately 3,000 of them on campus that also dine with us every day, three times a day at the minimum. And so in the summertime, this is what we do, the Blueberry Fest, as well as catering for conference and stuff like that as well.
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much for having us at the festival.
And thank you for having us and coming out to the Blueberry Fest.
No problem. So yeah, come down the next 4 days, and it's beautiful and sunny, and I just ate a whole pile of blueberries. So thanks for listening. Thank you, Juliana.
Left me destroyed when he cut me like a saw with his back and forth, and I remind you of someone you loved when you were young. She tossed you like a stone into the ocean. We thought we'd never dance again. So scared of second chances. But now there's something happening. You make me wanna dance. You make
welcome back to CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Claire Eagle, and we're live broadcasting from the UBC Blueberry Fest here at UBC. So I was just at the live chef demonstration by Chef Steve Golob, who you heard interviewed earlier by Brenda, if you were listening, which I hope you were, because it was awesome. And so he's currently the head chef at Place Vanier, but he's also been a really awesome chef at a lot of really awesome other places. And so he was showing us a little bit, a couple of his recipes, and then handing out some samples afterwards, which was pretty awesome. Yeah, so the first thing I saw him make was a blueberry, barley, carrot, and celery salad. And that was really good, and he used a lot of, in addition to blueberries, using like blueberry syrup, blueberry honey and stuff like that. And like, CJ, is that something you'd want to eat?
Absolutely. What kind of leaves did he have in that?
So it was on a bed of young spinach, mm-hmm. and then in the barley and the carrots and the celery had all been cooked a little bit, so they're still chewy but edible and really brightly colored, and then the blueberries were all mixed up in there. It was sort of tangy and sweet, so that was really delicious.
Very nice.
Yeah. And then the next thing,
what's next?
The next thing I saw him make was he grilled some salmon and then made a blueberry chutney to go with it. And the blueberry chutney was so good. And again, lots of blueberry as well as blueberry syrup, blueberry honey going into that. A little bit spicy, and just the grilling was fantastic. So it was pretty good as well.
As a man who comes from the land of chutneys, I've never heard of blueberry chutney, but that sounds amazing.
Just a reinvention of it. Yeah, he was saying it's also really good to do with raspberries. You can also make a nice raspberry chutney much the same way, just kind of boiling it down and mm-hmm. having... Yeah, so that was great. It's too bad we weren't able to get a recording of that due to the background noise, but you know, it's some cool stuff he did. And then right now he's working on a grilled pork with a blueberry teriyaki sauce. So maybe after we sign off here, we can go and try and snag some free samples of that as well.
Oh, he's handing out free samples?
Yeah, it's
awesome.
Great. Yeah, he's doing a demo with like one piece, and then a lot of it his sous chefs are preparing in the kitchen over here at White Spot. So everyone who's over at the chef's demo can have some food. And so for any of our listeners who are on UBC campus, that means there is free food happening at Main Mall and Agricultural. And very good free food, all made with local ingredients, very fresh stuff. So it's
and great. For all those who are new on campus, Agricultural Road is right next to the White Spot, or Triple O's, and
yeah,
the Sauter Building.
Yeah. So that was, I think, a highlight for me here at the Blueberry Fest, just watching him work his magic over there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, CJ, you're eating some of the blueberry stuff yourself.
I'm pretty full right now. I think I ate too many blueberries.
Oh no.
This blueberry pancake tastes amazing. They've got real blueberries in it. And as we found out earlier, blueberries are blue on the inside once you cook them.
Huh. I didn't know that. That's amazing. Cool.
Busting live on CITR.
So I guess that will wrap up our live broadcast from here at the UBC Blueberry Fest. It was hosted primarily by Brenda from Peanut Butter and Jams, and then joined by most of our staff.
Duncan,
CJ.
Brad, Tristan, CJ, yeah. Claire.
Yeah, a lot of people down here. The Blueberry Fest will be running every day this week until Saturday, and we'll be tabling down here Saturday as well. So if you want to come down and say hi and grab some stickers, that'd be great. From 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. until Saturday on the UBC campus. My name is Claire Eagle, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thanks for...
And that's the wrap.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Magazines, large box of condoms, a bottle of Old Harper, a couple of those panty shields, and some illegal fireworks, and one of those disposable enemas. Make it two.
To learn more about the diverse array of programming on CITR 101.9 FM, why not visit CITR.ca?
Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Let me say five words we have not been able to say for too long. Welcome to the United States!
The International AIDS Conference returns to the United States after the Obama administration lifts a two-decade ban barring people with HIV from entering the country. 34 million people are infected globally. We will speak with Dr. Eli Karabira from Uganda, co-chair of the AIDS Conference and president of the International AIDS Society.
Ending of the epidemic is not easy. Everybody knows it is going to be difficult. But it ignites us to be more innovative in order to achieve it. The best example is what has been said before, that in the 2000s, nobody ever thought we would be able to have antiretroviral drugs in third world countries. But we said we must have them. We now have them.
Then to Calcutta, India. Sex workers are barred from entering the United States for the AIDS conference. They're holding an alternative conference. We'll also look at the AIDS epidemic in Black America and speak with Congressmember Barbara Lee of California.
It's been a bit quiet in this country, and we need to make some noise. We need to put eradicating HIV and AIDS at the front burner of our political agenda, both here and abroad.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. Syrian troops continue to bombard the city of Aleppo in a bid to reclaim areas held by rebel forces. There have been reports of Syrian helicopters backed by fighter jets firing from above, forcing hundreds of residents to flee. An Aleppo resident said Syrian forces had fired indiscriminately, killing civilians.
Two brothers and their uncles.